with a look at Radio K-Man's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. A strong finish to the CONCACAF International Friendly Series on home soil. Cayman Islands men's national team drew 1-1 with the British Virgin Islands on March 26th before securing a 1-0 victory over the Bahamas on March 29th to close out the series. Two competitive matches, valuable minutes, and continued progress for the squad as preparations build toward upcoming regional competitions, including Cayman's debut in League B of the CONCACAF Nations League tournament in the fall. Head coach Colin Dougie Rose, biggest takeaway from the previous games.
Our finishing is really poor. That's a negative for us, and in many ways it could be a plus as well, whereas we know our target where we need to work and more. The defensive side, they're more connected, they're more organized, they have a chemistry together because they've been playing together for a period of time. So the defense line is pretty much organized. So it's to get back these players that was pretty much out of this tournament because of injury. So again, we will work more on the finishing aspect as well, and then the technical side of it as well, to get them more connected in the middle of the park.
Captain DeAndre Rowe, goalkeeper Kevin Matos, and left back Wesley Robinson reflect on the result, highlighting a strong defensive performance and continued growth within the squad.
Finally controlled the game from minute one to the 90 minute. We came in with a game plan. We executed it. That's when I showed Kev, a very young keeper, upcoming, and he did well on his first game in an international friendly, so kudos to him.
Always an honor and especially a pleasure to play with the national team, especially at a young age. You know, I'm one of the youngest players at the national team with the men's, so to keep a debut on my, to keep a clean sheet on my debut, is always the best case scenario, so I'm very happy with that. I'm glad we kept our composure. I think we did well, especially with my captains and center backs. They led me really well.
One thing I could honestly say, our strongest points, one of our strongest points in our team is our back line. No matter who it is, whether we play back three, back four, back five, we're generally on the same page. We fight for each other 100%. If someone gets beat, we cover. We know what we needed to do, lay our bodies on the line, give it 110% all game.
A special moment for Kevin Matos, who recorded a clean sheet on his senior national team debut. The team's backline continues to deliver, conceding just one goal across the last three matches, including two clean sheets. In other local sports, it was an energetic yet emotional morning for the Honorable Deputy Governor and a record-breaking DG5K challenge. CIGTV has this report.
More than 3,000 people turned out for the annual Deputy Governor's 5K challenge yesterday, Sunday, March 29th, making it the largest turnout to date. Honorable Franz Manderson completed the race alongside his family and many well-wishers, including Her Excellency the Governor, Mrs. Jane Owen, and Honorable Premier as he marked his final challenge as Deputy Governor.
Thank you for making this day a very special day for me, for yourselves, and for our charities. When we set out to do this 11, 12 years ago, we said we would like to raise $5,000 for some charities and maybe have 500 people come out. Today, what you have achieved is 3,000 people registered for this 5K. 3,000. And the reason it's not more is because we had to stop, because we were concerned for your safety and wanted you to have a good time this morning. But it would have continued. But you have made this year's 5K the biggest ever in the Cayman Islands. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
To see the results of this year's race, visit racecaribbean.com.
CIGTV there. And one of Cayman's most consistent charity traditions returns in May, bringing the community together for a morning built on movement, generosity, and support for local students. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
The Cayman Islands Monetary Authority is hosting its 8th annual Charity 5K on May 10th at 6 a.m. at Cricket Square. Registration is open now. It's $30 for adults and $20 for kids 12 and under. All participants will get an event shirt and raffle entry, and the first 100 to sign up will get branded sports bags. Proceeds will support numeracy and literacy programs in government primary schools as well as Lighthouse School. To register, visit cima.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.